This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Should we do the thing where we talk over the theme song like you and Hayes do? What are you talking about? Well, you and Hayes, every episode you talk over the theme song. I was like, this will be fun. I was kind of excited to do it.
People can't hear that. That's just Hayes and I. I mean, we are talking at the beginning because we're finishing an actual conversation we're having.
Well, let's start a real conversation real quick. How are you? It's hot. It's hot out.
No.
Hey, what up, what up? Welcome, everybody, to the... Can you do the tagline, Dom? Hayes usually does the, like...
Welcome
to Hollywood Handbook. It's the...
I have heard it, and I know it. I just don't... I can't rattle it off quite like he can.
You can go have it written down in your phone or something?
I don't. If you want... We can take a second, and I can look it up or something. It's the no holds barred look at the Hollywood inside of the...
Okay. Okay. So for everyone listening at home, Hayes isn't here today. Normally, we wouldn't have done an episode. The show's called Hollywood Handbook. It's an inside man's guide to kicking butts and big names. And the red carpet lined.
So you don't know it either.
It's not my job to know it. It's Hayes's.
Yes.
Hayes does that part, and I know that. And the part I know is what up, what up, and people like that part, and they like his too. So, but anyway, he's not here, and that's okay. We have my sometime assistant, writing partner, and it's quote marks around that. But Dominic Dierkes, and he, I called him just to say, look. We don't have Hayes. I'm canceling the show this weekend. So try to, set up a lunch for me with one of the people I've been putting off who wants to have lunch. And this mm-hmm. is Paula Abdul or one of these women.
Do you want me to put Paula Abdul on the list of people to have lunch with?
I wasn't finished.
Oh, sorry.
So, and then I told Dom, set up one of those lunches, and then he called me back and said, you can't cancel the show even though you don't have Hayes. We got to do it this weekend, and tell him why.
Because we got I got a good guest. I got a iconic Hollywood blonde.
That's right. He said he's got a great guest, an iconic Hollywood blonde, and I put two and two together. I said it must be Miss Goldie Hawn, and it is Goldie Hawn, and she's going to be here in the studio. I don't know how you guys are friends, but I'm a huge fan. Private Benjamin, Wildcats, Overboard, House Sitter.
First Wives Club.
First Wives Club.
Foul Play.
Yep. Laughing, and she's doing all the movies, and she's just such a delight, and she's one of these inside-out actors. She brings herself to the role, and you always are happy to see her.
Yeah, it'll be exciting to talk with her in just a few minutes.
So the fact that you came through like this, Dom, and I have... not always been the nicest guy to you. And I think you see why I'm so tough on you now, because it made you step up big in a big moment.
Yes, you being tough on me really made me kind of created this whole situation. So I'm
exactly, because it's sometimes people need, and this is how Christian Laettner was to his teammates at Duke, they need to be sort of smacked in the head a little bit to light that fire inside them, and ask Bobby Hurley. So that's what I did for Dom, and here we are, and he finally stepped up, and I owe him an apology, and I owe him a few.
Wow.
And this is something I've never done for you, but now that you actually delivered, Dom, I'm sorry for some of the ways I treated you over the years that may have seemed a little extreme. Wow. The obvious stuff, taking 85% of your salary because we, of course, have shared credit on these scripts, but you know that you don't contribute.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Nearly as much.
Thank you for apologizing for that. You never kind of said that was wrong. You always said that was fair.
It is fair, but I want to apologize because I know sometimes you've said, can I have a little bit of money because something would happen like you were hungry or mm-hmm. you couldn't pay your rent.
Yes.
And I would say you're not – yes, those were the two big ones that I feel like I would get the most.
Yeah.
And I would be – you know, in the interest of having you stand on your own two feet, I would be hesitant to give you that money, and as a result, I would not do it. I will say that I am sorry for some of the names I've called you. I'm sorry for slapping you in front of your dad and your, at that time, girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry for paying your dad to slap you in front of your at that time girlfriend and in front of me.
I just wish I'd known you were coming home with me and my girlfriend for Christmas that year. I just didn't know that was something
well,
we were planning
this
on doing.
Brings me to the next thing, which is I'm sorry for trying to prove to you that your girlfriend or at that time fiance was the wrong woman for you by sleeping with her. And I'm sorry that I then married her and fathered several children with her.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. I mean, I'd be lying if I said that didn't still hurt. It was something that
it
I kind of...
It stings, but you kind of see also that you were headed down a bad path. And if she was willing to do that with me, who knows what would have happened.
Yeah, like you've told me multiple times. I mean, if I better that I found out. And better that I found out from someone who's a good, I mean, friend, you know, who I've had such a strong working
good
relationship.
Boss,
with.
Yeah.
Good boss, yeah. Such a good boss.
I'm sorry that I... One time took your toothbrush to a petting zoo and tried to brush all the animals' teeth with it.
I never knew about that one.
Yes.
You must have broken into my house.
Yes.
Oh, God. Wow. I accept this apology.
I'm sorry for all the hidden camera footage I then would watch of you brushing your teeth with that brush and just laugh and laugh with your, at that time, ex-fiance, who I was married to, Steffi Graf.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, Steffi and I really I thought we had something, and I appreciate you showing me that we didn't. I also appreciate, I always thought that my teeth, because my teeth, I had a really bad gum disease for like a month.
Oh, yeah.
And it was inexplicable.
And the human doctors really didn't know what to make of it.
No, I had to go to
a vet thing.
I had to go to a vet. The human doctors told me to go to a vet, and they said, you have goat gingivitis.
And
I said,
will
I don't
take
even
credit
know.
For I did, after you kept complaining, the doctors don't know what to make of it, it's getting worse and worse, I did slip an anonymous note into your mailbox that said, check the vet.
Yeah, it said check the vet, and it was so cryptic. I had to.
Yes,
I went to the vet. I showed him the note, and he said, "I don't know what to make of this. Let me take a look at your gums." Mm. And then around about that time, I figured out I had goat gingivitis, and I just anyway.
Hey,
this
water
puts
under
a lot of clarity.
Bridge.
Yeah, it really is water.
And you came through big. And is there anything I'm leaving out, Dom? Because I want to cover it all. Because I do owe you this now that you have proven to be. I mean, a better guest finder than Hayes and almost as good as me.
Yeah. Honestly, it makes me a little uncomfortable having so much, getting so many apologies. It's not a big deal.
Well, get it while it's hot, you know? I mean, this thing doesn't come around that often. I'm not always in this kind of mood.
No, I mean, you've told me several times that you do not apologize. You only look forward, you said. You only have one direction.
Yes, I only go in one direction. R.I.P. Zane. that direction is forward.
Did he die?
To me, he did when he broke up with that wonderful musical group.
I just got a text. I think our guest is downstairs.
Okay. Well, listen up, kiddies. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break, and then you are going to be listening to the one, the only, Miss Goldie Hawn, comedic screen legend. And guys, I couldn't be more excited. And thanks for all the questions that you sent in. And I just can't wait. And thank you. Dom, and I don't say it enough, and you're a good assistant and you're a good man.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks.
So here we go, and we'll be right back on Hollywood Handbook. Don't.
If you just let me explain.
Don't even.
I knew you were going to be mad, okay? I didn't. You can understand from.
Stop it! Now, what up? Now, welcome to Hollywood Handman. Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, and it's the inside guide to crimping butts and drinking names.
Shut
and it's stop. Now stop it. I'm going to get through it. Or can you do it?
No, I can't do it.
Can you do it?
Because
you knew that Hayes wasn't going to be here to do this part. And as an assistant, you should have taken that as a responsibility to be able to say the part that he says. Did you even think about that?
I guess I thought I could put my own little spin. It could be like a fun thing, you know, like it's like, oh, it's not Hayes, but here's
something
fun.
Guys, here we go. So the guest that we have today is not Goldie Hawn, and that is because Dom's a liar, and what is actually in the studio now is not even really a guest and not a welcome one, and it's his friend Scuzzman.
What up? The Scuzzman is here. Wow, this is a pretty, I've never been in a place like this, man. It's pretty sweet.
Indoors? You don't look like it.
Usually I'm not indoors. Usually I'm out just like chilling by the beach, you know?
Well,
some waves. Hey, man, you need to chill, dude.
I'm not going to chill. Thanks for the advice, Scuzzman. Now, Scuzzman, for people who don't know, and why would you, is Dom's beach volleyball friend.
That's right.
Yeah, why don't you tell him how you guys met?
I met so first of all, I do want to apologize that this isn't Goldie Hawn. I felt pretty trapped, you know?
Really?
When you guessed Goldie Hawn, when I said it's an iconic Hollywood blonde, I mean, Scuzzman's got this like waist-length blonde hair.
I have these gorgeous locks, and I'm iconic around the beach.
I don't even think he's part of Hollywood.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
didn't you meet him on Long Beach?
I met him on... Okay, so the way I met Scuzzman is... Sean, you know, I've talked to you about this. I have crippling writer's block. Like, frequently. Like, every other sentence.
It's
crippling
bad.
Writer's block.
I often say
block.
You've never had an idea.
Yeah. I never met an idea.
I'm surprised by it a lot, your writer's block.
Scuzzman, you're surprised?
Yeah, you're just really crippled by it.
Yeah, and that's what brought me to the beach. That's how I met Scuzzman. I was like, I read this. I have a stack of books on how to write because I just am always looking for new tools. And one of them was like, change your environment, go to different settings, try to write if you have writer's block. So I was like, okay, I went to the beach. I'm like, I'm gonna go to the beach, open up my laptop. And
by the way, Scoop Troop, put away your pens during this section. Don't take any of the notes on anything that Dom has done, because that's not a hot scoop on how to make it in Hollywood. It's a scoop on how to lie.
Well, maybe the Scoop Troop can learn, you know, maybe there's something you can learn what not to do.
Don't talk to the Scoop Troop.
Scoop Troop, I just...
Hang on. I talk to the Scoop Troop.
Okay.
Can I talk to the Scoop Troop?
Scuzzman, is that even a real question?
Hey, Scoop Troop. Get paid.
You better not say it. Be responsible, Scoop Troop.
Hey, I'm just having fun.
Get laid, get paid is like the first joke Scuzzman said to me. It really cracked me up.
It's the only one I've heard him say.
Anyway, I was at the beach, and I had my laptop open. I'm trying to grind my way through some script, and boom, I get hit in the head with a beach volleyball. Hits me in the head, knocks into my laptop. I'm immediately mad, but then Scuzzman, you came over.
Oh, yeah, I came over and I smoothed it over. People get hit in the head a lot by errant volleyballs. And, you know, I was just like, whoa, what's my little man doing over here? What's he doing? He's like pounding away at the keys. He's really struggling. So, you know, I was like, oh, man, I'm so sorry that the volleyball hit you. But like, what's going on? What's your deal?
Yeah, he did.
I don't usually see a lot of computers at the beach.
So my understanding, I guess, is that Scuzzman has served as some kind of muse figure for you. And you keep telling me that you've been doing more writing than you've ever done in your life, now that you've partnered up with this
Well, what
man?
That's the term I've been using too. Muse figure.
Muse figure. Yeah.
Call me that more.
Okay. Yeah, I love to. He has a lot of different ideas of things he wants me to call him. My kind of original thing with Scuzzman was like, this guy just seems like a lot of fun. You know, he just seems like a fun guy to hang out around. But then he looked over my shoulder at the screen. He started kind of pitching me some jokes.
Yeah.
He started pitching me some stuff. He started taking my computer out of my hands and typing, and I was like...
So I'd like to tell my side of this story right now, which is that Dom, who, for all his faults as a writer and an assistant, has always been, at his core, a good boy.
Thanks.
A nice boy. And I like that about him. And this Scuzzman fellow... is your quintessential bad influence, and the behavior change and the change in dress. And Brett, if you could get a photo, Dominic's hat is on backwards right now, which is something of a sort of hip-hop style to wear someone's hat. And I think that, Brett, are you getting the photo?
Not yet. Getting the camera.
Okay, Brett.
This is actually...
I've been let down by a few people already today, and I would appreciate it if you could just...
I could have gotten Goldie Hawn for you.
My rock. I don't know how to believe that anymore. But he's got shades on indoors. He's got a backwards hat, and he's doing some kind of gang sign with his hands. And I've never seen this kind of thing. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe Scuzzman made you try beer. Is that true?
Made me. He had some beers. I've never really.
No, you didn't try beer because first of all, I need you alert for when you're taking the notes.
And I just don't like to lose control like that. But then he gave me a beer. I had a beer.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
You think it was fun, Dom? Because you told me you hated the taste.
At first, everyone hates the taste.
Wait, you told him that?
Look.
You love it, man.
Yeah.
Now, which is it?
You took that beer bong real hard, like a champ.
A beer bong? I thought it was a sip from a can.
It started off as a sip from a can.
Yeah.
Look. It's not black and white here. It's, do I like the taste of beer? No, not at first, but I like the way it makes me feel, and I like the way it makes me feel around Scuzzman.
Yeah, he likes taking Tylenol and codeine with it, too.
What?
Yeah, man.
Scissorp.
Alcohol.
You're drinking purple drink?
I didn't know that's what it was called. I just, honestly, Scuzzman just hands me cups.
The styrofoam cups.
What?
On the expense report, there was a whole sleeve of styrofoam cups that I didn't use.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was Scuzzman. He tricked you into buying them. My account.
I expensed a bunch of styrofoam cups to drink Scuzzman's booze.
For Scissorp. Look, okay.
Is it a big deal, bro? I mean, it's just styrofoam cups. I mean, what'd that set you back? Like $2, man? We had a good time. You know, we had a lot of ideas. We had a lot of great ideas off
that. $2 I worked for. I was doing Whites and Golds, which is a very important pilot.
Whites and Gold?
Whites and Gold?
Whites and Gold. It's loosely about the dress, if you remember the dress.
Oh, Whites and Gold.
Yes.
I thought you meant like Whites, like W-E-I-T-Z.
Oh, okay.
Like you're a law firm or
like
something.
Weitz, you know, like...
Yeah, like Weitz.
He's got a lot of German, like, I don't know, man.
Got a lot of
does this German accent, cracks me up.
I was born on an army base in Germany, so I know a little bit of German. And, you know, my dad was in the army.
Well, we can relate there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was a farm orphan, but also my dad was in the army, so I was something of a farmy brat.
Oh, wow.
I had to move around to different farms a lot.
Wow. Hey, man, then, you know.
I never
don't you much. Dare find common ground with me, Scuzzman.
Our relationship might not be strained. Why?
Please.
That's all I'm about is trying to find common ground with people. I mean, that's my deal.
You don't even really play volleyball, do you?
I mean, I don't.
You were the coach of the team that I saw.
I was the coach.
When I went down there to pick Dom up, and he was green to the gills because who knows what you put in him, but I went down to give him a ride home so he'd be safe, I saw you sitting on a cooler with your arm around what I could only describe as a honey.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not playing volleyball.
Hey,
that's
man.
Not athletic.
Hey, man, that's part of playing volleyball, you know? I mean, I don't participate in the game.
No, siding out is part of playing volleyball. Bump set spike.
Yes, those are all
true things. An overhand serve.
Those are all true
things.
A
moon ball serve where you hit it up so high and they lose track in the sun.
But let me tell you, let me ask you something. Who is there to, like, you know, provide people with encouragement or provide people with booze or scissor up while they play?
Maybe an older mentor
figure. To attract some honeys to come after the game.
Oh, you're playing on scissor up. That's a great way to go to dig a ball and end up in the sand and hurt yourself. Now, my experience ever since you met Scuzzman has been there have been several attempts to get me to read the scripts that you two are working on together, and a lot of times I'll go to open up a piece of my mail and I find that it's been opened and resealed with one of your scripts in there, and a lot of trickery has been used. And
I taught him that.
It was printed out on my sheets at one point on my bed when I had you make my bed, and
I couldn't believe you didn't read it then.
No, I couldn't, because I don't read unsolicited material, and even just from skimming it, some of the language I saw was so offensive to me.
Well, it's an R-rated cut. I mean, first of all, I just want, like, Scuzzman's completely opened up my writer's block. Like, my writer's block is gone. Like, he's like a bulldozer, man. We did this kind of visualization exercise where he was helping me crash through the wall in my mind.
Yeah. I showed him a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And
he held that
like,
up.
And I was like, what do you think here? I said, no, fuck that, man.
You held up a piece of paper and said, what do you think here?
Yeah. So then I'm left to ponder that.
But then I crumpled it up and I said, fuck that, man. Don't think about this. And then I showed him a donut and more items of food, like bagel.
Yeah, he had a whole box of stuff.
He started to sort of say what they were.
Yeah.
These are like round, doughy breakfast foods.
Yeah.
Was there a croissant as well?
There was a croissant. There was a Danish.
Breakfast pretzel.
There was toast cut in a circle.
Okay.
Because that's how I eat toast.
English muffin, maybe?
An English muffin, for sure. So what did that result in?
I identified all those foods. I identified all those foods, and he said, if you can do that,
then you can write.
Then you can write. And, man, I felt myself get overwhelmed with self-confidence.
Yeah, and it was just a simple thing like that, just like looking at food.
So
what, it's not that simple. Speaking as a
maybe for you,
big
it ain't.
Professional screenwriter. Oh, Scuzzman, don't you take that tone with me. Don't you condescend to me. You're here for my help.
All right, man. Sorry, I'm a guest.
I was just bringing that stuff up to say that this is the most prolific period of my career. And I mean, I guess at this point, kind of our career, me and Scuzzman a little bit. I mean, because we collaborate on these scripts. The script that we're really, really trying to get you to read is, it's kind of a like modern day version of, it's like an R-rated comedy. It's like a Dodgeball. Are you familiar with Dodgeball?
Whose idea was it to tell me a lie?
You're talking about Goldie Hawn.
The Goldie Hawn thing, yeah,
okay.
I'm still
You're
not
still
totally
hung up
past
on that. Okay.
It.
I mean,
I'm not totally past it. And we'll get back to Dodgeball,
okay.
A true underdog story.
Who's Goldie Hawn?
Goldie Hawn.
Scuzzman! Oh, I hope that's a joke.
Is this another Jewish thing?
Whoa. Okay. Scuzzman, I told him not to do it today, but he has some very good humor in that area.
I don't know. That
I play
doesn't
the Catskills.
Sound...
I've played the Catskills a bunch.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He's played the Catskills a lot, so he has
Did
a lot
you
of humor.
Catch yourself in a lie and then decide to double down on it? That's what it felt like.
Hey, man, that's what I teach. I say sometimes I lie, and then I teach people how to lie. I mean, it's kind of my thing. You believe me that I played in the Catskills. I couldn't, Catskills couldn't hold me. I got to be in the sun.
Yeah, Catskills can't hold
put
you.
Put that down. Put that in
okay,
the
Okay, all right.
I'll
write that in the script here.
Why would, what
we'll figure out who sang it to who later.
Mm. I'm so specific.
You just got scuzzed.
Anyway, for
got scuzzed.
Every time I come up with a sweet joke, that's what I say.
That's a sweet joke. Catskills can't hold me. I got to be in the sun.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sounds like a rap lyric,
man, I
too.
Wonder who, I wonder who's saying that.
I
oh,
feel like
sound...
I'm going crazy.
Anyway, so, you asked me about Goldie Hawn.
Well, just I just want to know because, Dominic, you'd never lied to me before. You'd let me down, yeah. But you had never lied. And I guess that's what made this hurt so much.
You texted me and you said there's not going to be a show this week because Hayes is gone. Hayes is out of town or wherever Hayes is. And I thought no.
He's in space with Lance Bass.
Is that right?
He and Lance Bass are doing some stuff on the moon.
Oh, I missed out on that.
You missed out on that, yeah. Scuzzman? Oh, yeah. Scuzzman was supposed to go to the moon. I
had a game.
Had a game?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
V-ball.
Volleyball on the moon?
No.
So you could do the ultimate moon ball?
I had a game. I couldn't make it.
Oh, okay.
Happened.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying you had a game scheduled on the moon.
He's not.
Write it down.
Write it down.
You can't write that down. That's mine.
Oh, well, but it's sort of like something that Scuzzman said.
75% mine.
Yeah. So I'll leave a quarter of the joke off. Yeah.
I don't know about those numbers.
I only lied because I thought you said we need a guest, and I thought this is my time to step up. Hayes isn't there. They don't have a get. This is my time to really show Sean that I can deliver in a moment where he didn't expect me to and in a moment where everything's on the line. And so I said, I'll get you a great guest. I'll get – and then you started pressing me a little bit for details. You started pressing me for who it is, physical descriptions.
That seemed fair.
Yeah, in hindsight, I guess it is fair. But at the time, I felt very panicked. I felt pressured. I felt cornered. I felt like – A little bullied, you know? Scuzzman's kind of helped me identify times in my life where people are bullying me and I don't even realize it.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
You know, forgive him for saying whoever the fuck this is, Goldie Hawn. I mean, you sort of were just riding him.
He had a lot of opportunities to correct me. We did a 9-minute intro where I apologized for a series of wrongs
And I really
all apologies
that.
Predicated on, well, you shouldn't because it's all gone now. It's undone. And it was all predicated on the idea that he had gotten me one of my favorite actresses and top two from First Wives Club for me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Her, I think, Diane Elizabeth
Keaton.
Berkley. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Elizabeth Berkley?
Yes. And her were probably the two best actresses in that film. Now,
I sort of see what you're saying now. I didn't know about that intro and stuff and your favorite actress. I don't know, Dom.
Scuzzman. You're right. You're right, Scuzzman.
I'm finding more common ground.
You listen to him, but not me.
Well, Scuzzman, Sean, this is just your criticism is helpful, but Scuzzman just holds up a mirror.
Yeah,
like
the
he
way
really
of
just
framing it that seems to really get through to you.
Yeah, it was messed up for me to lie, and I knew Goldie Hawn was your favorite actress. I knew she was
one of them.
One of them. I thought, believe me, I tried to get her
forget
as soon as
it.
I committed
forget
to it.
I had a simple question, which was whose idea was it to lie, and it hasn't really been made clear.
Mine.
I guess
it was Scuzzman.
Okay.
Scuzzman
it was
told
mine.
Me
it
that
was totally
all.
Mine.
I said, "What am I supposed to do?" He said, "Lie."
That's okay. That's all I wanted to know.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Now you're comparing your script to Dodgeball.
Yes,
we got a fast talking Vince Vaughn type.
A little bit. I mean, the name of it is it's kind of a more heightened Dodgeball. It's Volleyball, a real underdog story. And so it's about this sport that people don't normally associate with adults playing competitively.
It's a great title. Well, we're here to do the show. I guess we might as well do a table read of it. I don't have any other material because it was all going to be Goldie Hawn stuff. So I have a script here in front of me and let's start reading some of the scenes from Volleyball, a real underdog story, which
right,
I have to admit is a good title. And Scuzzman, that was yours?
That was all me.
Yeah, Scuzzman. I picked the font on the cover page. But
yeah, he was really good on the font.
Okay, I think we could probably go with a different font, and I'm thinking in something sort of a graffiti style. Do you feel me, Scuzzman?
Holy shit. Kinda.
Graffiti?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought Comic Sans was funny because it's a comedy.
Like graffiti, like is that a font or just like a we just use spray paint?
It's sort of a street wild style thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember when we watched Exit Through the Gift Shop together?
I do remember that.
Yeah. That was that's kind of graffiti.
Wow. All right, Banks.
I was wondering why that had been viewed recently on my Netflix queue.
Oh yeah,
you watched my movie.
Well, you don't
about me.
Thanks for that. Thanks for that too.
You watched my movie about me and all my work that I did, and
I didn't.
And now you have me on air admitting that I'm Banksy practically.
Practically, we stopped just short of it, so maybe it's fine.
And this will get edited out, I'm sure, Brett. Now, what did you say?
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, what?
Oh, really? Do you have your headphones on?
No, I can put them on.
I think they should be on, since you're the sound engineer.
Scuzzman, don't blame him, man. Scuzzman was showing him some pictures on his phone.
Yeah.
Scuzzman, those are those awesome beaver pics?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Pics of
I can
beavers
see from here.
So awesome.
Fixing dams in Oregon.
Hell yeah.
He's got so many nature photos.
I think me and Brett might take a trip there.
Okay, well,
we've been talking about it.
Out the details off the air. You just met Brett. You've been talking about taking a trip there?
Yeah, we've been texting.
I thought we were going to see the coast.
Hmm?
I thought we were going to...
We're all going to go.
Oh, okay. Man, what is this magic you have in you?
Every person you meet...
I'm telling you, it's just this magnetism, you know? It just comes from chill vibes. Just
I don't know how long I can stay immune to it. A fellow farmy brat.
I'm surprised that you've stayed this long immune to it.
This is the longest.
Let's read the scenes.
Oh, okay.
Volleyball, a real underdog story by Scuzzman and the Dahmer. Is that what you're having people call you now?
You saw that.
You caught that? You caught that my name was the Dahmer?
Yeah, what's written?
Scuzzman and the Dahmer.
we just wanted to brand ourselves differently from the work we do together.
Sean. Exterior, volleyball beach. Scuzzman is chilling and people are liking what he's doing. The Dahmer, he's there too, and he's all right. The Dahmer says something to Scuzzman. Now, guys, you could have just started the dialogue. You don't have to say, and you should know this, Dom, from doing scripts with me.
But what Scuzzman pointed out was that a lot of times you want to see the moment where the character gears up and decides to talk.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? The moment before words come out, the moment where kind of someone's like...
The moment where the choice is made.
Yeah, so that's why he, you know...
So he says he stands up and he takes a deep breath and he begins.
It doesn't say that, though.
Right, but that's implied. In the says.
Okay.
I mean, we're going to do that on camera. You're going to see that on camera.
Yeah.
So we might as well write it out. Like,
should I just read?
Dom begins to talk.
Should I just read for the Dahmer, Scuzzman? Do you want to read for Scuzzman? Should we just do it that way?
Yeah. Why don't you read the Dahmer and then Scuzzman?
It's a little different.
Scuzzman.
Usually I'm Dahmer.
Yeah. Normally when we'll do our table reads, we kind of switch it. But
We'll do it this way.
Okay. What up, Scuzzman?
Hey. What's up? What are you writing there?
Dude, nothing. Hey, I was checking out that chick you were talking to.
Oh, yeah, the one with the big boobs and the one with the nice butt?
No, the one with the bigger boobs and the nicer butt.
Oh, her? Oh, yeah. What about her, man?
Guys, the way you're talking about women in this thing, that doesn't seem okay to me.
What are we saying that's bad?
Well, you're really objectifying them, and I'm just stating what it is that she has.
This is something that the Scuzzman has told me he's sick of, and I've kind of started to be like, maybe I'm sick of it too. This notion that we can't physically describe people to differentiate them. You know, like if there's a black guy in the room, you can't be like,
whoa,
it's the black guy. Or if there's a woman, you can't be like, oh, it's the one with big tits or whatever. Like, that's
even worse than what's in the script.
Yeah, well, I'm just, I don't know.
Yeah, and if there's like a bad driver, you can't be like, oh, that Asian driver.
Yeah, I mean, it's just this kind of whole world.
No, you can't do that.
It's this kind of whole world of descriptive, racial, and sexual humor that Scuzzman's really opened my mind up to.
Although I guess, as I think about it, mm-hmm. How do you differentiate them? I mean, is a true way to describe someone to say what their physical appearance is? Is the Scuzz Man right? And no, people shouldn't be reduced to that. Now, now a new character enters the scene here.
Okay.
And it says, some lame old car pulls up and some whiny old pussy gets out. And this guy really has a stick in his butt and he looks like he just ate a whole bunch of lemonade, no sugar. Now...
Do you like that description? Like that metaphor? That actually is based on a real thing that happened with me and the Scuzz Man when we were writing this. Because he took a big sip of lemonade. He asked me to make him up a big thing of lemonade. And I did, but I forgot. I thought lemons were sweet enough on their own. But it's just, it was
yeah,
so...
Yeah, there was no sugar. I was like, what is this shit?
And when he made a face, when he made that face, I was like, that looks exactly like, well, you know,
the character.
Do you want to read that
and
guy?
Because the Scuzz Man and Dahmer seem to be based on you guys. Is this character based on someone you know?
Well, you kind of write what you know. You're inspired by people you spend time with, and...
Yeah, and you know, it... I would say I don't think so.
Okay, well...
But if you want to read for him... Then maybe
you can read. I mean, you might as well... I mean, unless, you know, Brett wants to read, but I think, like, you know, you probably should read this one.
Yeah. Okay, well, it says... Shane Clements, a true wiener head.
The audience is going to like that part.
Yeah.
Starts talking to the guys.
I don't know why you need to see them decide to talk every time. I feel like they could just do it.
Otherwise, it's just like, think about how weird it is to just have a character standing there motionless and then just like, bah! Like just start talking. Like that's so strange.
That's what I always think when I'm reading scripts. I'm like, wait, what? Why are words coming out of this guy's mouth?
We didn't see this guy wind up at all.
Well, here we go. I'll read Shane's lines. There's a reader on it. Parenthetical. It says, like a little bitch. Hi guys, my cool friend Hayes ditched me, so now I'm gonna come hang out with you because normally I'm sucking on his thing and just got my thumb up his ass all day, and then whenever he has something better to do, which is a lot, then I come and talk down to you guys because I'm a total fucking loser.
Oh, Shane.
Hey, what's in that cup you're drinking?
It's water. I like to be hydrated. Okay, this is sounding familiar to me, guys. This is sounding, this scene at the beach, because this is a lot like when I came to pick you up at the beach, Dom. And I don't know if this is exactly what I said about Hayes, but I may have said something similar.
About, on his thing?
This is seeming, the thumb up his butt part.
Thumb up his butt part. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've talked about going to the library before and just kind of people watching, or going to Starbucks and writing down what people say to kind of use it. I feel like we're just kind of doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
it's just sort of like writing, you know.
But Starbucks was a huge hit film that I produced. I mean, that was a piece of art.
It wasn't about that specific. I wasn't trying to say that was bad.
Well, that's the specific you used.
Yes, I know.
Library Starbucks was really good.
Yes, I know. It single-handedly raised awareness of libraries.
Giovanni Ribisi was revelatory.
Yes.
I actually saw that and I loved it.
Did you catch it?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Scuzz Man.
Yeah, it was actually.
Did you get it?
No.
No, me neither.
No, I didn't get it.
Yeah, me neither.
But you know, Ribisi and libraries is something I thought I would never care for. But when I watched that,
I didn't think I'd like it either.
I don't even know how I watched it. I just kind of like...
It was on Netflix. I played it on the net.
Oh, right.
Stay out of my queue!
Sorry, does it skew your recommendations?
Now, this script, this feels like it's... Oh, I'm not going to fall for that again. Please, what's the password? Like, I'm just going to sit here and go, I am Banksy is the... Okay.
Oh.
Okay, well, okay, we're editing that out too, Brett. Now, this script and this scene feels a lot like when I came to pick you up. And I'm very disturbed in skimming the next stage direction, which is... Shane looks away for a moment to admire the sunset like some kind of weird little panty waist. And Scuzzman and the Dahmer have just enough time to slip some drink into his stupid, weak little baby water glass.
So I think what we're hoping here, I mean, because we're, all, what, like one page in? And already we've established a real dynamic between our kind of three leads. You know, there's like, there's the Scuzz man who you know where he's coming from. There's the Dahmer, and you're like, okay, this guy's got something happening. And then there's this kind of fucking, well, panty waist. I mean, that was a little bit of the...
Yeah, we got the cool guy. We got the, like, guy who, you know... Who's like gonna be cool, and then we got the real fucking nerd dick.
Well, nerds is cool. you would
that's
know
that's
true.
Nerds yes. is cool now, Scuzzman. It's cool to be nerds.
Crack a podcast now and then.
Yeah, really.
I think.
I'm sorry. I'm just all. I just use the Netflix account. That's about all the media I can handle.
Yeah, too much media. Scuzzman freaks out. I watched him get. Just consume way too much media one night. Dude went bananas.
You're just overstimulated. You can't.
I can't. Yeah. I just need the sun and babes and booze. But if I get too much media, social media.
I'm actually 1/8 Native American.
Oh.
I understand being more in touch with the earth than necessarily. With the media and the screens, and one thing I've said about these screens is that you know they're supposed to be connecting us, but they're kind of
sometimes they're actually
driving us apart.
They're not connecting us. Yeah,
I guess that's a simpler way to say it.
Yeah,
Scuzzman's cool, huh?
I'm not there yet.
Okay, all right. Sorry. You're cool too. I didn't know you liked sunsets.
Yeah, I guess
we put it in the script, so Scuzzman. I thought you. Or I mean, you know,
a lot of times when I write something, I just forget about it.
yeah. That's why it's always good. There's a file, or that writing necessitates that there be a physical record.
It's always good. I can read it again and be like, oh yeah.
Yeah, I guess that is helpful. So, did you really put drink in my cup? Because I had the craziest night.
Did you? You had a wild night after we hung out.
Yeah. Oh, really? Did you get in your car and drive?
In fact, I did, and that's pretty dangerous.
Yeah, I guess it is. I mean,
woke up in my neighbor's garden.
Whoa.
Oh.
I wonder what happened.
Well, I know what happened. I thought I saw a groundhog, and I started chasing it, and then I tripped over a bunch of carrots.
Oh, that's right. You've been gardening.
I hit my head pretty hard. Well, no, I haven't been gardening. I was in my neighbor's
garden. Oh, that was your neighbor's garden. I'm sorry.
I thought
maybe you'd been gardening more.
That's a nice garden. I've been by...
What?
I've been by...
Why? We swung
you
by...
You bring Scuzzman to my...
Yeah, well, because we need... Sometimes we have to post up and we need some Wi-Fi to use and we need to get online.
Sit in the car.
So I rent like a plumbing van and we sit in the back of it.
For someone who's so invasive, I would think you would know that I haven't been gardening because my dad won't let me have one.
Oh, he didn't... I'm sorry. I didn't know that was...
I guess it reminds him too much of his farmy days.
Yeah. Does he ever talk about... His time in
what happened
his
there?
Farmy day, like whether or not he had, like, I don't know.
Not much, no. He gets real quiet when that stuff comes up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can relate. My dad won't let me, like, have an army base or go near any tanks.
Wow.
Because it reminds him of his army days.
Does he have those things to provide you?
Sure, of course. He could give it to me anytime. He just chooses not to.
Yeah.
That can be withholding, but that's because they care about you.
It reminds him of his army days.
To make you tough. And that's what I am. So I want to skip ahead a few scenes to...
Because that scene is a little long.
Yes, it goes on for another 41 pages.
Well, 10 of those are a nap.
Yeah, I mean, that's a note right off the bat. I don't know that you want to have a nap that long in what is essentially still the first scene.
Right.
Well, we show what's going on during the nap.
What do you mean?
During the nap, we're seeing what... It's not like he takes a nap, screen goes black, and then we don't... Like, you see what happens during the nap.
He's just lying down napping, right?
Yeah, see the nap.
But you see, yeah, you know, like, he could, like, turn over or just, like, you know, yawn.
There's so much stuff he could do.
Yeah, that we haven't written
no,
in there.
No, but just, it could.
It's just naps for 10 pages.
Yeah, it's just Z's. It should just be Z's for 10 pages, like the kind of cartoon sleep.
Yeah, well, yeah, it says right here, it says Scuzzman starts catching Z's so he can be on his A game, and I guess that's some play on the alphabet.
It's just a fun alphabet joke. I've been getting a lot more into word humor since Scuzzman, kind of.
Yeah, I've been...
Just subtle tricks of, like, turns of phrases.
Give me another example, Scuzzman.
Hey, man, mind your P's and Q's. Ooh, I gotta go take a pee.
Yeah. It's just two different ways to use pee, you know, and it's
that. I mean, that one's
because I drank too much. Drank. Well, you got to add that at the end.
He goes, mind your P's and Q's because I got to go pee. So be Q because like Q meaning quiet because he can't pee if someone's talking.
I haven't heard anyone say be Q
in. Oh, outside of that joke.
Yeah.
Like it's not a normal enough phrase to kind of turn. Is that what you're saying?
Huh. Well, I say it all the time.
That's
BQ?
Great.
Yeah, I say it all the time. I say it all the time to my honeys. I say, hey, babe, BQ.
And he's going to say it more and more so that by the time the script circulates, that
I mean, I don't want to go too far down this rabbit hole.
The Dom are trying to write here.
But is that confusing because you are so frequently attending a BBQ?
It is very confusing. I get the intonation, you know, like the way you say B and Q, I sort of can decipher the difference.
Yeah.
More things that you can learn if you hang out with the Scuzzman.
Well,
but yeah, if you want to skip ahead a few scenes, we're happy to kind
troop.
Of.
I kind of want to skip to the end. So,
okay.
This last scene, Scuzzman and the Dahmer are standing in the back of a flatbed pickup truck, their arms each around two honeys, which is basically has been the description of them for all of the scenes since that first one.
There's one scene in the middle where they don't have honeys on their arm, and we actually kind of speak to it. Like, we have someone call it out. Yeah. But then the honeys immediately...
Okay, well, a bald eagle flies by Scuzzman and gives him a thumbs up with his wing because he thinks Scuzzman's so cool. The Dahmer also thinks Scuzzman's cool, but guess who don't? That little bitch Shane, and guess what he's doing? Getting beat up by Frankenstein, and he speaks. And then should I read his line?
Oh, okay, if you want, yeah.
Yeah.
Ow, I deserve this, Frankenstein. Thank you for beating me up. Now this is too scary for kids. Well, you read your lines.
Okay. Man, we sure did, didn't we, Scuzzman?
Hell yeah. Man, I think I'm going to keep that bald eagle.
And I think I'm going to keep that Frankenstein.
Yeah.
This is too scary of an idea to keep it. And is this your plan for me? I mean, this character seems like it's based on me. Are you working on a Frankenstein?
No. Sean.
You know what?
Working on a Frankenstein. No. I don't even know what that would... We'd have to be collecting body parts or something.
Yeah.
Which I don't even know where we'd find that.
No, we don't. I mean, I do, but like...
Yeah, Scuzzman does.
I could get you a body part easily. And you know what, dude? Guess what? Should I tell him?
Tell him.
What?
That character is based upon you.
Oh, no. I thought it might be.
You need a cool, refreshing drink splashed in your face.
I hope that doesn't happen.
If we had a drink around here, I would do it.
Well,
but that's supposed
they're
to
not
be-
allowed in the studio. Brett's too scared about the mics and stuff. We've had some incidents where I use the mics in ways that made Brett pretty uncomfortable.
Oh, okay.
You want water?
Yeah, sure.
Scuzzman can have water?
Oh, yeah.
I've been told I'm not allowed to have water in here.
Yeah, but I don't know. I like this guy's cool.
Thanks, dude.
No, he's not. Yeah. That's not
cool.
This
keeps happening to me all the time. Giving me things that I shouldn't get.
All right, forget it. Okay, look, forget the script. I'm not going to sign on for this, especially now that I know it's me and now that I know you're trying to make a Frankenstein beat me up. Now, we were supposed to have Goldie Hawn, so I got a lot of questions for her from the Popcorn Gallery, and we're going to ask the questions.
We don't have to do this, Sean.
No, we're going to ask him, and we're going to ask Guzman. So, Dom, go ahead and sing the Popcorn Gallery theme song.
God, fuck. Popcorn Gallery, asking questions from the internet.
Keep going.
The questions are for the guests we have on the show, and they come from the message boards and the emails and the Twitters. Popcorn Gallery.
Now, I don't know if that's right or not, because I don't know if I've actually heard the song. But I don't have it with me. Usually Hayes has it with me. And so so there's nothing I can do.
You're so mad, Sean. We don't have to ask these Goldie Hawn questions. He can't... Scuzzman...
No. We should. Should I answer as Goldie Hawn? Or as Scuzzman? Or as both?
Well,
or
usually...
Or as the Dahmer?
Oh, he can answer as me.
Or as that bald
Sometimes
eagle.
Sometimes he's me better than I am.
I really want to keep that bald eagle.
I think we'll keep it. I think the big note from Sean was about Frankenstein.
Right.
Well, just lose Frankenstein.
Right, just
replace
Frankenstein.
It with something else.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I think otherwise it seemed like he responded.
But.
Okay. So usually Hayes, like, collects the questions and stuff. Did you do that, Dom?
Did I collect? No, I didn't collect the questions. I can look on my phone. I can see if there's.
Okay. So this question, Goldie, is from Ben Goobers. Goldie, have you ever gone swimming in a lake and touched your feet on the muck? It's gross, right? I'm sorry. Do you have the sound clips? Do you have the Mark sound bites from Mark, the sound drops? What are we going to do? I can't just make them with my mouth, Dom.
I can try to make a sound with my mouth or...
Okay, well, do the sound of the question being pulled out. That's like a home improvement thing.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's that. We can't use
no,
that.
No, I like that.
No, well, it's
like
copyrighted.
That.
Oh,
no,
okay,
I
great,
like
great,
that.
great.
Okay. Have you ever gone swimming in a lake and touched your feet on the muck? It's gross, right?
Oh, God, that's such a Goldie question.
Oh, yeah, it's gross. Would rather be not in a lake. I'd rather be like, I don't know, chilling with you, Ben Goobers.
He's going to like you too now.
Hey.
Okay. Here, this question is from Bruce Reed Robinson II. Madam Goldie, what was your favorite part of working on Private Benjamin? I don't know how you're going to be able to answer this.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I saw that movie.
Okay. That's your answer?
Hey, are these questions for the Scuzzman or Goldie Hawn?
Goldie Hawn. Well, Scuzzman, what do you want me to do? I didn't know that you were going to be the guest.
Just try to give what Goldie
All right,
what would Goldie say?
Goldie Hawn would say, okay, Private Benjamin.
Do you think she'd start like that?
Yeah. She would. She would go.
Well, first you would
Goldie
gear up
Hawn
to talk.
Says.
You would watch her gear up to talk.
Right,
I guess she'd have
a bit of a wind up.
Yeah, Goldie says, and then.
Goldie Hawn says, Private Benjamin was a movie that I worked on, and I had a lot of fun.
This is bad.
Scuzzman should have been there, but he wasn't born yet.
Do you think she would have wished that you were there?
Mm-hmm.
More power.
Okay, Scuzzman, here's another one. This is from Keith Urban Dictionary. Miss Hawn, what is do you think of your daughter's new line of exercise clothes for women?
Goldie Hawn says, who's my daughter again?
Kate Hudson.
Okay, Goldie Hawn says, Kate Hudson.
Don't help him, Dom.
Goldie Hawn says Kate Hudson's line of clothing is really good. Very good for babes. And we have a new shirt designed by the Scuzzman called the Bahama Mama. It's got flowers, coconuts, and pineapples. You can buy it now through Scuzzman.com.
Wait a minute. The Scuzzman has a website he's plugging.
You're plugging your website and your
shirt.
And you have shirts for sale? We can't get shirts for sale for this show.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, you know, like I got like a lot of my babes doing it because I don't like to concern myself with too much media.
What are these, Brainiac babes?
Yeah, they're very smart.
They're smarter than me. They're smarter than all of us put together in this room.
I don't think so, Tim.
Okay, I got one more question for you.
For Goldie Hawn.
Well, this one is for Kurt Russell. Unfortunately, this one is for Kurt Russell.
Okay.
It says, Kurt Russell, when are you going to put a ring on it?
So I should do it as Kurt Russell.
I don't know, Scuzzman. I don't know what to do. Okay?
I say just do it as is what Goldie Hawn thinks. Well, Kurt Russell.
Ever since Overboard, I've always loved you. So I'm going to do it right now. Will you marry me?
That's Kurt?
Oh. Uh-huh. Wow. That's so sweet. What does Goldie say?
Okay, what would Goldie say?
Goldie says, no.
What's Scuzzman going to do?
Scuzzman goes, whoa. Kurt, Goldie. Just do it, man. Just get married. It's okay. It's fine. You guys did Overboard. You did Private Benjamin. You did Mr. Mom. You did Mom. You did all these movies together. So, like, you know, you should union yourselves in holy matrimony.
What do you think they were doing in Mr. Mom?
Yeah, who were they in Mr. Mom?
They were the babies.
I don't remember them in there. Oh, that's right.
They were who?
The babies.
They were the babies.
Oh, yeah, the one who loves his blanket.
Every mom has babies, yeah.
They were like shrunk down like Marlon Wayans in that movie.
Oh, you're thinking of Honey, I Shrunk the Kid?
Right, that's what I'm thinking of, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Okay.
What's that Netflix password again?
Hey, man.
I gotta watch more movies.
Yeah, he's...
Scuzzman.
I like him.
I am Banksy, I think.
Oh, yeah,
I am Banksy.
Thank you.
Brett, and I edit out you saying that.
I'm gonna go on it right now on my phone.
Will you two stop figuring out your handshake, Brett and Scuzzman? Again, this can all happen after the show.
Dude,
there's way too many steps. You're never going to remember all these.
Explode.
Can I add, like, what are the odds that you'll pass along Scuzzman and I's script to our agent? Like, I know you don't let me talk to our agent. I was wondering if maybe you could pass this along. We could attach you to produce, or...
I got to take a long, hard look in the mirror after some of this stuff today.
Or executive produce?
Yeah, you could EP it.
You could supervising produce?
Scuzzman, watching the way you...
Let's see, wait, hold on, let me pull out some credits.
Very easily won over Brett, the way you settled that ugly argument between Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn just now, and all these other things, I just have to wonder... if the problem lies with me.
Hey, it's an off week, you know? Hayes is gone. I wouldn't draw too many conclusions from this.
Let him think. Let him think about it.
It was a bad episode because Hayes is gone.
I don't know if it's a bad episode. I think we had fun. We got the screenplay out there a little bit. We got some fun.
It's pretty good. If I could remove the idea that it's me in here... These are some very well-drawn characters, and it's a pretty good observation that I am downright shocked when people begin speaking in movies most of the time.
Yeah, you really realize that it's that moment before.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes they have them start talking off-screen.
Yeah, and then at that point, I know.
So where is that coming from?
That's the worst.
It's so disorienting.
That's the worst. I shut it off.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, if I'm in a movie theater, I just shut it off.
I go,
Well, look, Scuzzman, Colt Barton bought the pro version this week, so I guess maybe you could use his name in one of your raps.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Sure.
As a prize for buying the pro version.
Yeah.
Do you want a beat or anything?
Yeah. Give me a beat.
You drop beats?
Oh, he tossed. I mean, I started a little bit.
All right. Well, let's hear it.
I'm better when I'm on when I'm sort of hocked up.
One of I like to just insert myself into some circles when I'm just chilling and like on the Venice boardwalk and shit like that. So I'll give you a sample of one of my rhymes. Colt Barton, why you farting? Get up and go to the bathroom. You got a poop, dude? Come on. Don't hold it in your pants, that's for cats. I love cats. I got a lot of cats in my house. They chilling with my babes and my grouse. I got a grouse. Yeah.
That was a dope rhyme.
Thank you.
I didn't see that grouse thing coming. So,
Sorry I spit all over this microphone.
Anyway, Scuzz, man, thanks for rapping and thanks for saving the show. I can't do it. I'm not the greater aspect of the show, and I. Like us on Facebook and talk to us on the forums. Talk to Hayes and go rate on iTunes and. Invest in Scuzzman.
Email me at scuzzmansbabes@gmail.com.
Babes don't answer that email?
What?
Your babes don't answer that email? That's you?
No, that's me.
Oh, man, I've had some weird correspondences with that Gmail. I really thought it was your babes.
You were Gmail in the other Gmail?
Yeah, I thought. All right, anyway, sorry, go ahead. Finish your plug. I didn't.
Oh, you were corresponding with the babes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've been reading those.
Okay. Yeah, sorry.
Hey, man. I'll just ask them. I'll just ask one.
It's
of
kind
them.
Of the wrap up part of the show, guys. This is usually when we're trying to, it's sort of a race to the finish line at this point. So.
I'm sorry. I'm a guest here. I'm sorry.
I'll just end on an apology to you, Sean. I hope this doesn't deflate you from doing future episodes of the show.
It's fine. I think it's my fault.
Okay. Anyway, I'm just happy that we're all friends now, that my two social circles are kind of combined.
Yeah, I feel like, I feel like I learned a lot today. And
I don't know if I have any friends.
Oh, man. I'll be your friend.
What are we?
No, you won't.
He seems really depressed.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.
That was a HeadGum podcast.